This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com. You can save 10% on every order when you use the code FIT10 at checkout. That's FIT10. Throw that in the comments section and save 10%. Also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. This week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 90. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
I'm Jimmy Smith.
And we're back this week after, let's just put it this way. If you picked up episode number 89 kind of late last week, there's some reasons, and we're going to I'm going to explain why right now.
Most controversial episode in FitCast history right there. Kevin's uncensored from now on.
Really? This is pretty much what happened. If you did end up listening to episode 89, I got pretty heated and during some of the discussions, and not only that, but I also misspoke a couple times, and I didn't even realize it. To be honest, as you can see, we've done 90 episodes, and it's gotten to the point where I tend to, you know, just we get done with the episode, I throw in the music and I put it up. I don't listen through the episodes to see what we said, and even after the fact, I don't do that. But what happened was I talked a little bit about things that went on at the fitness center at my school, and kind of like a presentation the head strength and conditioning coach said to the staff, and I totally misspoke, and I really the way it came across is that I didn't agree with what she was saying, and what she was saying was what she necessarily believed, and that wasn't the case. And it must just been me not thinking about what I was saying during what was not really a heated discussion, but it got pretty intense, and there was we had a discussion about exercising and people holding on to the rails when they're doing cardio, and that got heated. And again, I don't know why it got so heated. I think it was just I did have two cups of green tea. I was battling a cold, so I had two huge cups of Celestial Seasons Blueberry Breeze green tea, and I think it's about 40 milligrams of caffeine per pack, and I went through four tea bags, so that's 160 milligrams of caffeine. But usually I should be able to handle that normally. But what I want to do before we jump into the show is, first off, I want to apologize to anyone that was offended by what I said, and especially to the head strength and conditioning coach and to the staff here where I go to school, and to the students that are also on staff as well. Like I said, I misspoke multiple times, and easily my words could have been taken out of context, and I can see that they were. And I was too excited, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to re-edit the show and then throw it back up sometime. Unfortunately, I really didn't have time through the last couple of days to do that. It's been pretty hectic, and this weekend I kind of I felt horrible after listening to what I had said, and I could easily see how that was going to hurt some feelings, and I still feel horrible about it. Every time I walk into that gym now at school, I feel horrible, and I feel down, and I just don't know what the hell got into me. And I even want to apologize, because I misspoke, and I was talking about how I use upper lower splits for my workouts, and that's what I use, just because, and I didn't even mention, like, that's just the case with my two clients. If right now I have one of my clients doing full body workouts, because she's now going into her it's like off season practices for the soccer team. So I have her doing full body workouts, because I'm lucky if I can get her twice a week. So that's what I have her doing. So I definitely spoke out of my ass, and I don't know what the hell got into me. It's like I was a different person last week. And again, I want to promise the listeners and promise the people that I'm going to I'm going to be a lot more professional. This was a lesson in professionalism. I guess I'm still a young, naive kid in a lot of ways when it comes to that, and it's I just have to come away with it as it being a learning process, and hopefully this doesn't happen again in the future. And if it does, I will make sure to go back and cut it out.
Quite frankly, I was offended by Kevin's remarks as well. I'm kidding on that one. I'm kidding.
Well, I'm trying to be serious.
I know. I just had to lighten the mood, and I think the listeners will respond. I'm just had to lighten the mood. No,
I understand.
It was a good apology, Kevin. I mean, you.
But I still really feel
you're very
horrible
mature
about
for that
it.
Too. Most people would have just gave like a 2 second. Oh, I'm sorry, but it shows the growth you made from this week to last week. So that's awesome.
Well, like I said, I talked to the two head staff people at the gym and kind of explained it, and I apologize and hold it. Like again, all I can do is I really move on. I'm going to continue to train my clients, and I mean, I look at the calendar right now and I have 3 weeks left of classes, and then I move on to Boyle's for the summer. So it's pretty nuts, but. Again, I'm sorry for that, and we will have as much of the interview as possible. I'm going to cut out. I'm just sorry, but I'm going to have to cut out the parts where I just misspoke and I acted like a jackass. I have to cut those out. I just won't be able to sleep tonight if I left that up there. And
you misremembered, right, Kev? Is that it?
I misremembered, as my good friend Roger Clemens did. I don't know how. I didn't misremember anything, but.
Well, I just wanted to throw that in.
I thought Sorry. You're a Yankees fan, though, dude.
Yeah, I am, but he was a Red Sox first, so huh.
Well, he won championships with the Yankees.
Yeah, he won championships with the Yankees. I got you to say it.
Yeah, but I mean, look at what happened the last seven. Has it been 7 years? 2001, right? Since the last Yankees championship. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but when you total them up, I mean, there's 26-3, and that's kind of a big difference, right?
And it's not 26-3. We went over this because you kind of.
I'm googling it right now.
Oh God, Jimmy, we did this. I'm sorry, listeners. We did this 20 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure we did this.
Yeah, because it was 20 weeks ago. Because you couldn't remember that.
I can. We looked it up online. And I'm like, yeah, they
Move
won in 1908, 1911.
On that line, I'm looking it up right now.
Let's try to lighten the mood a little bit before we jump into the main show, and let's talk. Since it is March Madness, how about those horrible Final Four games?
Oh God!
I didn't even
like,
I couldn't watch them.
I was disappointed because I had UCLA in North Carolina, and my uncle, who I'm in one of the pools with, called me last night and said that like we were still in it if UCLA had won. But yeah, those games were horrible. I was looking forward to the Kansas and North Carolina game too. But this Tyler Hansborough is a junior, right? He's not a senior. I thought he was a senior. That means Carolina's going to be back next year.
Isn't he a sophomore? I thought he was a sophomore.
No. He's either a junior or a senior. He's been around for a minute, but
you think he'll be back after being named like he was?
Yeah, because I think when you look at his pro stock, he'll be a good pro. He'll be like one of those guys that
he'll be a role
comes
player.
Off the bench and like. A team needs to win a championship, kind of like a Robert Horry type person. I don't think he's going to be a star in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he has the game for that, but I think he'll be a fantastic player. Like, I think a team will be wise to draft him. He won Player of the Year this year. If he comes back, he'll win it again next year. You know, he would have been a four-year player if that's the case, and that shows a lot of maturity. Because when you look at the guys that initially get into the NBA, it's only the first, you know, the guys that have been in school 3 or 4 years that really, you know, really contribute right away. So, I think he'll be a solid pro.
And that reminds me, we ended up not doing that charity bet last week because it was
way too complicated.
Way too complicated and way too last minute. But just for fun, who do you got for this weekend?
Oh no! Oh man, Memphis.
Oh really?
Just because you're surprising everybody. I don't even think they can't. They're the worst free throw shooting team in the country. And they're in the national championship. I mean, I'm
it doesn't make
dumbfound.
Sense. Yeah. Yeah, I think I see Kansas doing it. I mean, Kansas is
nasty this year.
They're just hot. I mean, after what they did to UNC last night.
They came out swinging too, Kansas.
Wow. They were up by like 20 during the first half. That's
sick.
That's just some Roy, what's the coach's name? Roy Williams, right?
Roy Williams, yeah.
Yeah, it's some revenge from him leaving Kansas. So that's how much. That's about the extent of my college basketball knowledge. And the Celtics did clinch the best record in the Eastern Conference. So we will see how they do. But after all that, well, Jimmy, do you have anything going on at like your site or your blog you want to mention before we?
Well, I'm always updating my blog, always updating my site, jimmysmithtraining.blogspot.com, jimmysmithtraining.com. The site's actually going to be changed very, very soon, believe it or not. It's going to take a little different look, and that's coming, but well, obviously we'll talk a lot more about that as we come, but I wanted to bring up my whole internet problem. You notice it's fixed now, huh, Kev?
It stinks again.
No, it doesn't. It's fixed.
Yeah, it's all right. Why? What's going on with it now?
Well, I mean, no, what happened is, so I thought it was my wireless router. You know, so I call Linksys, who's my wireless router provider. Three different guys give me three different solutions. First guy told me to call Dell. Second guy ran me through a process to kind of restart a configuration card, and every time I hit start, it would hit stop automatically. Hmm. I guess the card just died down, and then call back the third guy. Third guy explained the reason the card died down is because it's just, you know, a Dell computer, and it happened. But he had me set up Windows to run my network. So Windows is running my network now, and it's fantastic.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, I got some
you know, emails from FitCast people, so I just wanted to give them all a big heads up. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that you make a great point because I just want to
make great points.
Yeah, you do make a great point. Like I think we really don't thank the listeners enough because you guys are great, and it's great to always I get usually like a dozen emails a week from listeners just about. Whether it be questions for the show or just, you know, saying what's up. And it's really great, especially like after a tough week like this. I mean, this week was just like, this week was thrown away for me after what happened. And you guys have just been, it's always just great to hear from people. And to see, like, I mean, we have questions from Germany today and we have just listeners all around the world. And, I mean, you helped Jimmy out with his network problems.
Yeah, I mean, our listeners are, you know, they're my boys, figuratively. I mean, they're
and
every time I ask them to email me something, they do, and you know, so I'm actually gonna. If you're not on my newsletter list right now, go get on it because I'm gonna send an email out. That's actually pretty cool. Soon about the training information you guys got for me, so you'll see it in a little bit. But it's actually pretty cool when we send it out. Just FYI.
That reminds me of another thing. I switched newsletter providers.
Awesome, right? You wish you never had one shopping?
Well, the thing is that I switched. So if you're not on the newsletter list right now and you want to get on it, just send me an email at kevin@thefitcast.com because I still haven't set up like the form or whatever for my website just because I've been so busy with other stuff. So I know a lot of people still aren't on it. And one thing that I plan on doing for the 100th episode. I don't think this is like giving anything away, but I'm going to talk with all of the guests that we've had on the show so far and see if we can get as much free stuff as possible to give away. Like, I'd love to be able to give away like a dozen or 20 products on the show for the 100th episode because it's really a big deal. And I think we got some great guests that have been on the show, and I'm sure they'd be happy to hook us up with some.
I think it's a good idea, Kevin. I'm going to say the same thing about my newsletter list. I switched, got a good amount of people that switched over, but if you still haven't switched over, get on, and you know, because I'm going to be giving away a lot more free, like ebooks and free content now, too. With you know, you'll just sign on, you get an initial report, but I'll be giving you a lot more free stuff coming soon. So sign back up.
Do it. And yeah, I think that is. About it. Wow, we rambled on for about 10 or 12 minutes. So what we're going to do right now is take a really quick break, and then we're going to jump. We have a lot of mailbag questions, so we're going to dive into that right after this. And I forgot, shout out to Jonathan Fass. I think we might have him on the show last week. People might remember him from episode 22. I just made that up. I don't know what episode it was. But
He was on an early episode.
Yeah, a long time ago, and I'd like to catch up with John because now he's in grad school and he's, you know, doing that whole grad school thing that I'm probably never going to do, so it'd be nice to...
Why? You should do grad school, bro.
I've been in school for the last 16 years. I'm going to take a break for a little bit.
I did the same thing, took a year off, then went back for another 2.5, so...
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'll put it this way. I'm definitely not going to be like you or Eric and be like one of those people that are just
so nerds, basically.
Nerds.
What you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say, because I don't think I have it in me to be the person to do all the research. I like to just have I don't mind spending $20 and buying a book and having someone tell me, you know what, this is what I found out, here's the research to back it up. I'd rather do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you're either a nerd or you're not a nerd, and if you're not a nerd, that's totally cool too.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a nerd in fitness. I'm a nerd in other ways, so that's weird I think
you're gonna talk about your pornographic habits on the show, but geez.
No, well, we've actually been doing some softcore porn just to help pay the bills, but
Move on. We'll wait from the conversation.
Jimmy brought it up, folks. We'll take a break and we'll be right back with the mailbag, I swear. All right. For the mailbag this week, we got our first email from Jason, and Jason says, love the show this past week. I really like the discussion on concepts of training in the quote rants. I promise we'll have rants in the future, but they just won't be as stupid as the one
they won't be as directed as Kevin's rant at his school was.
But he says, keep up the good work. The show gets better and better each week, and that's all thanks to Jimmy's improved internet connection. He didn't say that, but I said that. I have one question. What corrective exercises or, quote, fillers is Tony referring to? What do you do as fillers, and how do you utilize them during a workout? I do a 3-to-1 split by 3 nights of kickboxing, so not really a 3-to-1, but when I lift, I do pretty much everything explosive, love Olympic complexes, and do everything with limited rest between each exercise, 60 seconds or less. I'd like to give the fillers a try, whatever they are. And he says, and for music, the Dropkick Murphys. I agree, they're a Boston band, so.
Dropkick Murphys, yes, they are.
And made famous by that movie, The Departed, so good movie.
Yes, they were.
So, first, Jason, I think what Tony was referring to is just throwing in, like, mobility stuff throughout your workout, kind of, you know, sprinkle some mobility work on the steak or the meat and potatoes that is your workout for that day. And we did talk a little bit about this week, just things like ankle mobility stuff. You can do scap mobility stuff. I do a lot of that with my clients, like scap push-ups or you know, wall slides. But Jimmy, do you want to continue with that?
Yeah, I mean, basically we just hit the nail on the head. Tony and I had discussed this when my article So 7 Steps of More Productive Training came on T-Nation.
Is that... And, I haven't been on T-Nation all week, so I apologize.
No, that was my first article that came up months ago.
All right. I'm going to see what's on T-Nation right now, just in case.
And, you know, we had talked about it, basically, that you should be doing, or I had talked about it, rather, you should be doing these mobility drills, these activation drills, you know, after your sets, so after you superset something, because in the real world, most people don't have that much time. So, you know, if say you did a squat, you know, a Swiss ball hamstring curl, then you would go and you would do maybe your glute activation, or you would do your psoas hip stretching, just things like that to, you know, really get that mobility or get that activation work that you need. You know, it'd be fantastic to be able to do that before, but a lot of times you don't have the time to do it. So, you hear, Kev?
I do. I'm just reading. Eric had an article up on T Nation this week, so I'm checking it out. I've listened to every word that you said, but we're gonna move on. did you check out Eric's article that he has? The 5 strategies for.
Yes, I did.
Some good stuff. I mean, a lot of this stuff that we did this past summer with him, so I'm happy that I learned that ahead of time. You know, what do you think about using a... we don't have, obviously, like a three-board setup at the gym, but what I use is just like half a foam roller. That's about
Oh, yeah, but I use plates. Like, I put like a 25-pound really? Plate on my chest, yeah. And then, like, I stack, like, 5-pound plates on top of it.
Yep, yep.
I want to get a little bit higher, so, like, I find it works fine.
Cool. All right, the next question comes from... Oh, it's our listener from Germany, named Steve. So, he's got kind of a long email, so bear with me. I have to leave in everything that just helps boost my ego. So I have to leave that stuff in there, so I apologize. I'm a big fan of the FitCast. That's a joke, Jimmy. That's
okay. I'll let it go, dude. Keep talking.
I'm a big fan of the FitCast. I started listening very early. I think it was around show number 10. Since then, I'm hooked. I heard every single one. I'm a student just like you, besides the fact that I'm over here in Germany and studying something slightly different. When I'm done, I will be a PE teacher, which is fantastic. We need better PE teachers, and we need to make sure PE stays in the school. So that and the fact that I got a gym membership since I'm 17, he says now I'm almost 27, is why I like the FitCast so much. It's really entertaining, and I even learned something. Well, it's nice that they were entertaining and that people learn something too. That's important. I should really read these instead of doing commentary. I enjoy you guys talking about new studies a lot. Oh, Jimmy, do you have studies this week?
Not this week.
Okay. That's why I would like to hear yours and Jimmy's opinion on the following. Well, our fantastic friends over at NBC10 in Philadelphia had a new story about really talking about that there is no benefits to drinking more water. And two, University of Pennsylvania doctors are saying that after an extensive review of literature that the supposed health benefits of drinking 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water a day are not backed by solid evidence. And they continue to go on that their study review will be published in an editorial in the June 2008 issue of Journal of American Society of Nephrology. Is that what's that the study of? Am I an idiot?
Do you know? Vegetable. I believe it's like vegetables, actually.
Oh, okay.
Like not vegetables, not the study of vegetables, but it has something to do with it.
Okay.
Like organic grown foods. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. Well, anyways, they just continue to go on saying that many of the studies that have been done are just inconclusive and they lack clear evidence of the benefit of water intake. And basically the question that we got from Steve is, well, what do we think of the article? Jimmy, do you want to start off?
I mean, I looked at it, you know, I read it, I thought it was interesting. The thing that I always find funny is that everybody says you need to drink, you know, 8 ounces of water a day, or, you know, if you train...
8 glasses of 8 ounces.
Eight glasses of 8 ounces, or you should be drinking a gallon a day. That's never really been backed by research. I don't think it's bad to mm-hmm. do that. I think people generally need to drink more water, because water, you know, will reduce stress in your body. It will reduce cortisol in that way, but, I mean, people just need to drink more water. Like, I don't think we should be... And this is no offense to the guy who sent this, you know, question in. I'm happy he's thinking. I'm happy he's looking deeper into stuff. But most people just don't drink enough water anyway. Until we can fix that, then we can worry about, you know, the benefits or the lack of benefits potentially for drinking more water.
I agree. Like, I like to drink water, so I'm going to continue to drink water. I don't think people drink enough water, so they should drink more water. They're not – a lot of people, I think a lot of the – the recommendations is just to keep people hydrated. I mean, you got to stay hydrated to stay healthy. So, especially when the weather starts to get warm, that's why a lot of, especially the elderly, they can sometimes be found with heat stroke and get dehydrated because their body's a lot more fragile, and they should definitely be making sure they're keeping their water intake high. So, you know what? Is it hurting you? No. So I don't see what I like to drink water. I get thirsty a lot. So I'm going to go off topic for a second, so I apologize. But, I haven't been on T-Nation all week. They got a new product.
Yeah, did you see it?
The shotgun?
Yep.
So, do you know what this is? Is it just like two cans of Spike and one can of Spike?
I didn't really understand, you know, when I looked at it.
Well, I'm going to take a look right now. So, it's a... let's see, they say, Spike Shotgun is a high-speed energy drink everyone's been waiting for, lightly carbonated. Here we go, this is what I want. Let's see, it's sugar-free, and it's got lots of B12 in it. And it's got beta-alanine in it, and it's got caffeine in it. Oh my god, it's 350 milligrams of caffeine per can. That's a lot of caffeine.
Yes, it is.
Did they put beta alanine in the regular one?
No.
Well, it's not. It's 24 cans for $60. That's a lot of money for energy drinks. I'm just doing some math, and that's $2.50 a can. But that's probably about the same that it is anyways. And for, I know Monster has those gigantic energy drinks. Good comment, Jimmy. So, anyways, Steve continues to say,
you just went on a fucking completely boring rant right there. I'm sure people are listening were falling asleep.
Well, sorry, I've been, like I said, I'm behind on a lot of stuff this week. He continues to say, you're so lucky to live in the U.S. fitness-wise, and just commenting on that, I think that we get that a lot from our European listeners, because they, like he mentions that, in Germany, it is at least comparable to whatever the guy came from you talked about during the last few shows. I think we are, at least most of us, far behind. He says, I never met anyone in person who knew Mike Boyle, John Bardi, etc. I try to get foam rolling in, but can't find any. Sooner or later, I got to order one from the U.S., while I'm doing something like Afterburn, I will most likely get at least some weird looks. They just don't know what I'm doing because everyone is still doing those 3x12 stuff. Anyway, I gotta go to bed now. I got a test tomorrow. Greetings from good old Germany. Well, Guten Tag. That's... Okay. Jimmy, are you gonna be a co-host this week, or...
Well, dude, you're reading the freaking question. You haven't even asked me for my opinion or anything on it. I'm just waiting for you to say something.
So what do you think about the state of fitness and nutrition in Germany?
I mean, I don't really know much about the state of fitness and nutrition in Germany. I mean, we do get it from a lot of readers from overseas that we are lucky to live in the U.S. And even people on the West Coast will say that. Yeah, I was out in Arizona last week, and everybody out there that I was with was telling me that, you know, living on the East Coast is so much more beneficial even for being in the fitness industry because there's not a lot of seminars out on the West Coast. Like, I know the Reform Betters go out there. They go in, they're in Seattle, they're in Los Angeles, and they have a 3-day in Long Beach. And we have that equivalent on the East Coast. But I think when you look at seminar-wise, I think you find more quote-unquote big ones towards the East Coast. You know, like, I know John Berardi and Stuart McGill were out in St. Louis not too long ago. But I think as a whole, we have more seminars, you know, more quality seminars out here that people know about at least. But at the same time, when you're overseas, you don't have the American bias because Americans are still, it seems like, behind in certain things, behind people from overseas in terms of like, you know, some strength work and some strength research. So, it has benefits, you know. I mean, I'm never going to say that the internet is that powerful for, you know, connecting with people because you just can't, you know, because there's times that people won't answer your email until you meet them in person, and then once you get to know people in person, then you exchange emails and you can, you know, network. But
are you bringing that up again, Jimmy? Again?
No, I'm not bringing it up again. I'm just saying that, like, a lot of people say, you know, cause, you know, you're on the internet, you can network with people. Well, you have to meet them in person. So yeah, it's great to be
that's
over
so
in
true.
Germany, and it's great to be over in Germany, have a different perspective of everything that's going on. But at the same time, like, you know, it's not like you can just email. You know, it's just different. Like, I think that it's really good to be over here, and we are lucky.
You made a really good point about the West Coast, because the one seminar I went to in the West Coast was, it's like the LA Strength seminar 2 years ago, and it really wasn't that packed. And there was a great lineup. It was Dan John, it was Eric, it was Mike Robertson, and John Berardi, and Julia Ladowski was there, and people just didn't come. It was really sad. It was a fantastic lineup of guests. But Jimmy, do you want to get the next question?
Well, if you're asking me to, you want me to, so I sure will.
Well, I feel like you should, you know, do some talking, and I feel bad for you.
You just read 2-hour-long questions in your ramp. This comes from Steve. Oh, no, actually it doesn't. I'm sorry. It comes from Jamie Lopez. I would like to incorporate some speed training into my program. Some specifics. I want to improve my sprint time and fighting speed, kicks and punches. What types of exercises do you recommend? Any books you suggest I read? Well, first off, in terms of types of exercises, I don't think there should be anything by and whole that you should have different, that you should do different. I mean, there's certain, you know, small pieces of training that, you know, you would add in more for a fighter than you would, you know, for a basketball player, a hockey player, a football player, whatever you want to compare it to. But type of exercises, you know, still obviously full body, full joint movements, multi-joint movements, rather. The type of training we often talk about for athletic performance enhancement. So I don't really think, I mean, you could do special stuff. Like I've seen fighters do like cage walks, more or less, you know, and you don't even need a cage. I've seen trainers have their fighters actually pull up on like a cable station, you know, where the handle, their handles are, and grab the handles, or grab the bar that holds the handles on the pull-up, and have them kind of walk their hands over each other on them. I've seen some crazy stuff like that. You know, but just stick with good basic multi-joint movements, squats, lunges, deadlifts, reverse lunges. You know, try to work in all planes of motion. You know, I'm not saying do a squat with like our, you know, a side raise or anything like that. I'm saying just, you know, do lateral lunges, do rotational lunges, you know, do side barbell lunges, things like that. In terms of books, I haven't seen it, but I heard Martin Rooney's new book is absolutely fantastic. The name escapes me right now. But you know, if you're looking for punches and kicks and MMA type stuff, Martin Rooney's the man. So I would definitely suggest you pick that book up.
Doesn't Alan Cosgrove have an MMA book?
Does he? I think so. If Alan has an MMA book, definitely pick it up. I think I've seen Jason Frugier's MMA book. I know that. And I thought that was a great piece of work. So pick that up. So there's a couple suggestions right there for three good resources. I think. Is Alan's
I'm looking. Book? I'm looking. Secrets of Martial Arts Conditioning Manual. He has that for $49.99.
Is it an e-book?
I don't think. No, I think it's a real book.
But I think
he also has. Let's see. Combat Sports Conditioning Live Seminar DVD for $40. And that's. I mean.
Well, he has a combat sport conditioning like seminar that's taped.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, well, those are two great resources right there to start with. And in terms of sprint training, you weren't really specific with it. I mean, I'm assuming you just want to improve, you know, your linear speed, your straight-ahead speed. So it comes down to the amount of force you put into the ground. I mean, you can be cute and buy all these harnesses that you want, but at the end of the day, it's how much force production that you have in the ground. So, again, you're going to look at a lot of just training methods, getting stronger with your squat, getting stronger with your deadlift, doing some speed work, your dynamic effort stuff, your pulling against bands, accommodating resistance against chains. That's the best piece of advice I can give you without a little more detailed information.
The only things that I'd say that I've used with my clients that might help is just doing some, you know, like some sprint variations, like start from laying down on the ground and then get up from that and then sprint it out. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that, Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not very good at describing things. So, also, yeah, I mean, just try to variations. I'm drawing a blank right now. And also, there's tons of information on the internet about speed training. You can always pick up Air Alert 2. All right, just kidding.
In terms of speed stuff. I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, everybody goes to Charlie Francis's, you know, book that came out. That was absolutely fantastic when it came out. I haven't seen much speed stuff. I think Mike Boyle has a couple DVDs about lateral and linear speed. I've seen him talk at some seminars about it. So, you know, that's always some good stuff. So, you know, take a look into that as well.
Definitely. And before we move on, Jimmy, did you see WrestleMania?
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube the next day. If that counts.
They put it on YouTube?
They don't put it on YouTube, but I saw it on YouTube.
I just saw Ric Flair's last match, which was...
Yeah, it was emotional the next night when they had like his farewell thing, because apparently he didn't know that they were going to do that for him.
Oh, wow.
And it brought out like people from his past, et cetera, et cetera. And it was pretty sad. I mean, because that's someone like we... I'm a big wrestling fan. We didn't necessarily grow up with him like he was wrestling before us. Like, I think he said he won his first world title in like 83, so I was 1 year old. And Kevin, you weren't even born.
You're 1 year old.
Yeah, okay. You know what the hell I meant. Jesus. But yeah, it was sad to kind of see him go, and because that was somebody who, whether you agree if wrestling's fake or real, I mean, we all know it's a staged thing. But there are real athletes. They do get really hurt and things like that. But to see Rick go, someone who you know bled and gave his life and was kind of the best that ever did it, like it's sad to see go.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, I personally, I haven't been able to watch since, like, the golden years of Stone Cold and The Rock and Generation X.
Those weren't really the golden years of wrestling. That was a different time period. But
those were the golden years for me, man. That was just, wow. Like, I went to King of the Ring 1 year when it was in Boston. It had fantastic seats.
I remember
and I went
that
to
year
Raw.
In Boston, yeah.
Oh my God, that was just like exhilarating. It was
really, yeah. It's fun. I was in the garden. I was in the garden the night that Triple H beat Kane, made Kane take his mask off, and Goldberg was there, who looked absolutely enormous in person.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm a big wrestling fan, you know, and it's just it's cool, but it's sad to see Ric Flair go.
The one thing I'll always remember is that we got to see. It's either Kane or it was Kane versus the Undertaker, and one or the other, I forget which one, but one of them choke slammed the other through the mat.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome. Like we were just the place went. It was the final match of the night, and it was epic. Obviously, because they went through the mat, but it was good stuff, and probably just alienated at least half our listeners, probably a good 75 or 80%, but we're going to continue.
No, I think we have a lot of listeners. Like, I mean, when you look at, it was funny, I was listening to Muscular Development's Noble Radio the other night within Triple H was a guest, and they asked, and they said a lot of pro wrestlers want to be bodybuilders and vice versa. Because it was for a while, like in the 1980s, that guys like, you know, Flex Wheeler and Chris Cormier and a lot of people like that were trying to train to be wrestlers, you know? And there's a lot of wrestlers who sort of got their start in bodybuilding and still go to a lot of bodybuilding events. So it's actually pretty interesting how much fitness and strength and you know, bodybuilding is all related to wrestling and vice versa. I think that's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, crap. I forgot to add one email. Remember we had an email about spot reduction and cold showers?
Yeah.
That was from a listener, Dan Green. And he says, he wanted me to say this to you. He says, I'm pleased Jimmy didn't rinse... me, I guess that's a Brit word for mock, he says. Within the past 5 days, he says he's had knee surgery and rebuilding a torn ACL. Right now, I'm concentrating too hard on training. Not concentrating too hard, just on rehab. Previously, I've been cutting fairly strictly, but I abandoned this in order to recover from surgery. I'm still eating relatively clean and trying to get as much protein as I can. I had heard Jimmy talk about dealing with recovery clients before and just wondering what tips he had on the subject. I do have some lightish dumbbells in my house that I could do some curls, shoulder presses, upright rows, but I'm going to have rep really high to work muscles like I would on a normal training day. Is there really going to be benefit for me, or should I just treat this as a holiday?
Yeah, he needs to just treat it as a holiday. I mean, as long as he tries to eat good and takes a lot of BCAAs in and a lot of quality foods and protein powder, antioxidants, maybe some glutamine, you know, you'll be okay. Don't worry about losing too much muscle and strength. Downtime usually helps a lot of us that are chronically overtrained. You know, focus more, and if you want to do stuff around the house, do, you know, your ACL rehab stuff. You know, the first thing, you know, I try to do is get people off crutches as soon as possible and get them onto weight bearing as soon as possible. So, you know, glute bridge is like, yeah, don't force that heel of the injured leg all the way back. I mean, obviously there's going to be a discrepancy. You know, but even like patella mobilization, you know, sit down, have your leg straight, kind of try to mobilize your patella a little bit, get some movement back in that knee, try to restore the you know, leg extension that's lost when there's knee injuries. You know, just I would focus more on that than you know, keeping up your fitness. The fitness will return quick.
I mean, if you get antsy, just do some body weight stuff, do some push ups, and I mean, you can do some tricep dips. What I can't remember the word for this. Just, you know, when you have like your hands on a chair and you put your feet up on like your bed or something. I feel like there's another name for that besides tricep dips. But I, you know, there's nothing wrong with resting. You're not gonna put on 20 pounds.
Yeah, well, it was like when I was out in Arizona, there was a lot of guys out there that I was with that had to find something to do to work out, you know? And I mean, I think that's cool that you want to maintain your fitness, but at the same time, I'm of the personal belief, and I mean, I know a lot of people are looking to get workouts when they're away and not miss their workouts, but I'm of the personal belief that if you can't work out at near the intensity level that you were at,
mm-hmm.
then why even do it? I mean, like, I could have gone for a jog out there, I could have did killer bodyweight circuits in my room, but like, it wouldn't equate the type of workouts that I get in the gym, so I just wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, hopefully that answers his email. We'll jump back to the imaginary outline that we don't use. Do you want me to get the last email, or do you want to do it? It's pretty long.
Oh, read it. Read the last email.
This email is from Andrew. He says, hey, Kevin, I'm a regular listener to the FitCast and really enjoy the program. I've gotten a lot out of it and think you guys are doing a great job of spreading the right kind of gospel. I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
The gospel according to Jimmy.
Jim, right?
All right. I was going to say something, but I forgot. He says, I'm writing to suggest a possible future topic that might be of interest, specifically legal issues that pertain to personal trainers. I thought of this as I recently helped a friend who is a personal trainer put together a client contract. While this is a different subject matter than you normally cover on the show, it would be interesting. I have a feeling that a lot of people sort of jump into the business without appreciating some of the risks they face. In some ways, they can mitigate those risks. For example, with a properly written contract. I'm not trying to sell anything, and while I'm a lawyer, my specialty is in securities law. He says that's a full-time job. But I have learned a lot about exercise and sports law while I was putting together a contract for my friend. Some possible topics to discuss could include overview of professional liability, why you should have a written contract with your clients, incorporating your business, or forming an LLC. I think we could come up with some more, as well as soliciting input from your audience as well. If you think this is interesting, if you're interested in something like this, give me a shout. Keep up the great work, Andrew. So, Jimmy, what do you think, talking about legal issues on the show?
I think it's interesting. You know, I think we have a lot of people out there that are trainers that are listening in, so I think it's a fantastic question. And, you know, we do get emails from time to time for people that want, like workout advice. Like business advice and stuff like that. So I think that's cool. I would just say, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase this by saying I'm not a lawyer. So I don't play one on TV. I'm not a lawyer. But overview of professional liability, you know, and that can come to what is your own liability. I mean, I know I get my own liability insurance every year. I get mine through Locked In Professionals because I had an ISSA certification. So I get it through that company. I mean, I think it's just kind of something you have to do. Like, there's just no two ways around it. You have to have liability insurance. You have to keep yourself covered. Like, I think I'm covered for, I don't remember, it's a couple hundred grand. So, you know, that's always kind of cool to just go there and have that. It's just something you need to have. Why you should have a written contract with your clients? I'm not sure what he means with this. You know, it could be taken two ways. It could be a written contract that, you know, if they don't...
Well, I don't know if it's separate from, like, the... possibly for the facility that he works for.
Okay.
Because I know facilities tend to have client contracts with their clients in terms of, like, membership and stuff like that. And,
well, yeah, they'll have contracts with their clients in terms of membership, and that's what I was getting at. Like, is the contract where it's like, all right, live up to what I'm doing with you, or I can fire you, because sometimes that can get legal too.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, live up to in terms of what you agreed to pay? And I think if it's the latter, then you definitely need to have one. And also, like, there's been times, and it's happened to me before, that, you know, people have signed up, they've bought packages, and then, like, all of a sudden, they'll stop showing up. And then they'll come back 2 months later and say, oh, you know, I was sick and I can't work out, so I need, you know, my money back. And then it's clearly stated in the contract, you know, for specific reasons. So I think just when you're dealing with the public, you know, you expect the best of people, but people are just crazy. You know, I know you want to say something there, Kev, so I'll just say, like...
Yeah, you could hear that, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I could hear you go, yeah. No, but definitely just have that. And then the last point, and then I'll let Kev say his thing, is incorporating your business and forming an LLC. When you're just starting out and you have nothing, like, you know, there's nothing you could get sued for. But as you come up and as you get busier and as you become more successful, then you definitely need to get an LLC. Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say is that it'd be really interesting to see what people would come up with, because especially when that contract gets, I'd hope that none of these contracts like guarantee results, because what could stop a person from coming in doing the workouts and then going back to their house and just eating junk food all day? So I don't know, Jimmy, you've had any like experience
none
with
of them,
this, but
do you mean contracts that like guarantee results? Like, no, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. Like, there's some people that have asked for like their money back for the Muscle Bible, mm-hmm. and like and they've said to me, oh, I didn't. One guy emailed me and he was like, I didn't learn anything. Like, okay, I don't care how old you are, how long you've been in the game. Even if you bought the basic package, which is John Berardi, Anthony Roberts, Charles Staley, Scott Abel, and Chad Waterbury, you're telling me you can't learn one or two things that makes that worth the $47 you paid? No, of course. It's someone who just, you know, they think they're cute because they get any product and then they want to get something for nothing. You know, you don't want to deal with those people. You don't want those people around. But it's like, as long as you don't guarantee, you don't have to guarantee results, but if someone's coming to you and, you know, and you listen to the FitCast, then, you know, you obviously have some type of dedication to fitness and to getting better. So, of course, you know, you're going to be a good trainer. If you spend an hour of your day listening to me and Kevin talk about fitness stuff, of course you're going to be good. You shouldn't have to guarantee results. You'll give them results, even if it's not as quick as they want or whatever.
Yeah, just branching off of that. I mean, I think that's a really interesting note that you make when it comes to people getting e-products and then getting their refund, because pretty much every e-product that's offered out there in the fitness industry usually guarantees like 100% money back guarantee.
Well, most products are 100% money back guarantees, though.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, most. So, well, and I just think it's like I don't see how anyone could ever do that. Like, I feel like it's like stealing, you know?
It was exactly what it is. I mean, I think it's slimy. Like, I think it's 100% slimy. Like, you know, you're going and, you know, you're listening to something for 2 weeks, and you're like, oh, I can't get anything out of it. You know, like, some people have emailed me and they've said, you know, I really like it, but this situation came up, or this or that. And, you know, and sometimes there's circumstances, so, like, that's cool. But, I mean, other times it's like people are just – people really want something for nothing, and people are, you know, generally like that. So
yeah, I think it totally just depends on just their mindset. I mean, they could have totally have thought that. They might have just thought there was nothing that I could use from that. But I just – I guess just – people are different in the way that they look at things, and I feel like if I got something out of it, like I'm gonna pay for it. Like, I know a lot of people, like we get into this is totally off topic, but in downloading music, people download music for free now. But one of the greatest things that I've seen done is that Radiohead, a band that they offered their CD for free.
Yeah, that was cool.
But. You know, I downloaded it for free. I really liked it. I'm not a huge Radiohead fan, but I enjoyed the CD. So, you know, I went back on. I paid $10. I just donated $10 to them. Otherwise, I'd feel like, you know what? These are nice people. Like, I'm stealing from them. And I haven't really met anyone in the fitness industry that hasn't been a really good person and a really giving person. Like, I don't want to steal from these people. Like, it sounds bad. Like, it's not obviously an extreme of stealing because it's a money back guarantee, but it's kind of like a thin red line when it comes to e-products, when you can't really, you know, return it. You can't go return audio or a PDF.
Yeah, right. You can't physically return things, and, you know, whatever. You just shrug your shoulders, move on with your life.
Definitely, and that's what we're going to do for episode 90, because we're going to wrap it up. And again, if you do have any questions for the mailbag, please send them to questions@thefitcast.com. I have some more free time this week, so I'm going to try to organize a guest for this upcoming weekend If you have any suggestions for guests, please feel free to harass me at kevin@thefitcast.com and tell me to get the guests that you want on the show. And I think that will just about do it. And also, a shout. I don't know if Jen's listening, but Jen's been ill, so I just want to send our well wishes to Jen. She's had a really bad case of the flu. So hopefully, if I don't know if Jen's listening to this, hopefully she's resting in bed. But if anyone wants to shoot Jen an email and just, you know, send "get well" from the Fitcast, that'd be really cool, because obviously she's been absent for a couple weeks, and that's been due to scheduling, and she just got sick. So I'd really appreciate if any of the listeners would just send Jen an email, and I'm pretty sure it's just her email is just it is. It's not Ken. It's I don't know if I can give out her personal email. Go to jenheath.com and just see if her email's up on there. Just please send her an email. Just say "get well" and let her know that the Fitcast audience is thinking of her. And Jimmy, do you have anything else before we wrap up?
Nope. It was another good show. Check out my blog, jimmysmithtraining.blogspot.com. Check out the website. And that's all I got to say there, Kev.
All right, did you go back and listen to where you said "yeah, baby"? Did you hear that?
What?
When I mentioned your websites and you're like, "yeah, baby."
No, I didn't. What the hell are you talking about? I'm signing off.
Okay, we talk every week. Jimmy threatens to sign off. So what I'm going to do is just wrap this up. So again, for episode number 90 episodes of the Fitcast, 10 away from, or 9 away from episode 100, I'm Kevin Larrabee. And Jimmy actually signed off of Skype. Can you believe that, guys? What should we do? Honestly, I don't know. We could badmouth Jimmy right now. He literally just signed off Skype. So this is what we're gonna do. Should we put like a joke on Jimmy? With some, if you guys send emails to Jimmy@jimmysmithtraining.com and tell him that you're furious about what happened on the show, and say that you're really mad and how unprofessional he was to sign off like that, and that like Kevin's trying to put together a good thing, and then he just goes off and signs off on the show. Do that. Let's see if we can get like a dozen emails to him. Just Jimmy@jimmysmithtraining.com. Just two lines, two sentences, being like, you're so unprofessional, and just like totally freak out at him. And we'll say it's an April Fool's joke, even though we're only 5 days late. So do that. Jimmy@jimmysmithtraining.com. I'm not going to put this in the show notes. You gotta make sure you do this, all right? So, again, I guess just for me, for episode number 90, I'm Kevin Larrabee, and Jimmy Smith is going to get a ton of emails. Let's just put it that way. So, again, everyone, thanks for listening. Check out thefitcast.com. Please check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Submit reviews. And again, I can't say it enough, but thank you to all you guys that listen out there. You guys have been so great, and I can't thank you enough. You've just made this thing so worthwhile to do, and we wouldn't do it without you. So to you who are listening right now with your headphones on, thank you. We'll see you next week, everyone.